Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. So I have a confession to make. I am always trying to fix things. If you share a problem with me, I'm more likely to try to find a solution to your problem, typically a masculine response, than to empathize, typically feminine. It's probably how I got into this line of work. But with age comes wisdom. I've realized that not everything or everyone is ready to be fixed. Today's podcast comes from listening to the experiences of frustrated artists who have tried to help other artists who aren't doing what they need to be doing to sell their art. Have you ever caught yourself saying this about another artist? He could be so much more successful if he would just... Or... She'd sell a lot more work if she would just... If so, you might be a fixer. You're frustrated because you recognize the talent in your artist's friends and you want them to succeed. So you start sharing with them what you've learned, perhaps some self-promotion or business tips from this podcast or the ArtBiz blog. You can't help yourself, can you? You know what needs to be done and you're excited to share this information. Here's the thing, though. You can offer all kinds of tips and advice to other artists, but it won't do any good until they're ready. You can't help people who aren't prepared to receive. When people aren't ready to do the work, they make excuses. As you know from reading my book, some of the more familiar excuses for not promoting one's art are, "I don't want to bother people," and "I'd rather be in the studio." An artist can have all the talent in the world, but without the strong desire to share her art, she won't become a full-time professional artist. She'll keep coming up with excuses. The motivation has to come from within her. It can't be forced from the outside, from you. As a friend, your job is to accept her and all of your artist's friends for where they are with your art. It's not your job to push and prod and motivate. At least it's not your job until you're given permission to do so or have been asked. You must resist the urge to be the fixer. Trying to mend situations and find solutions for someone who isn't ready for your help is like banging your head against the wall. See what a huge energy drain this could be? You're frustrated and your friend is annoyed. This is a lot of unnecessary tension in your relationship. You don't need these headaches. You need all the good energy for your art. Final word. It's not your job to be the fixer. Your job is to focus on your own work and take care of yourself before you try to take care of others. Your other job is to accept your artist's friends for where they are at any moment in time. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast.